Hello?
This is Ray. You text me to call you?
Hey, Ray, how are you?
Doing all right. Didn't recognize the number.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Okay. Give me one second. This is Ray Colgan, right?
That's correct, yeah.
I was calling because you had filled out a web form off New Market Road.
He was a very tough man.
But what on New Market Road?
Well, I hate to speak.
We had talked about a house that you have off New Market Road.
Okay, what about it?
You remember talking to me?
Yeah, I think so. I've talked to quite a few people. I get two or three offers with cards every week.
That's cute. Anyways, you know, we're still interested in buying it, and we just coming out wanted to see where you were at with this.
What do you think you're going to buy it for? I mean, I haven't seen an offer in writing.
Uh-huh.
Can you write, type, or have somebody type her a contract or offer?
I'm literate enough to type, yes.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't, you know, it requires a little bit of work, and let's be honest, I'm not going to type up something if I'm not, you know, we're not going to actually go forward. So, I mean, what do you want for the house?
Yeah,
$215,000.
Mm. How much?
It's a lot of thousands. For the current condition.
Well, I don't know. That's buy homes, a red door. They made an offer for $151,000. And I got an offer for $208,000. I ain't really interested in selling it till I'm ready to move. Okay, I got to live somewhere, and
did I say something wrong?
No, you didn't say anything wrong.
It
you just said
like,
a lot about.
It seems like you're a little irritated with me.
It just seems like you got a little bullshit with you. You know.
Thank you.
Well, hey, at the end of the day, you know, you called me, and I did text you, but we had talked before previously, and I know you're shopping around for offers. You want the highest bid. I get it. But, you know, sometimes we're not the right fit for everyone.
Okay. Well, appreciate you calling. Good luck to you.
I'm still interested. So, I mean, you tell me. I mean, are you going to work with the Red Door guys?
I haven't said yes or no to anything yet. Now, I do have written offers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get a card every week. I get a card every week from this guy in goddamn Glen Allen somewhere. He wants to buy something. I got two of them this weekend.
Uh-huh.
You know, I ain't that interested in selling.
You said you have another place.
I'm not advertising. Huh?
You said that you had another place to live, right?
I own a house, another house in Verona that my daughter is living in with my ex. It has an apartment on it. It's 7916 Fortress.
Uh-huh.
That's 23231. It's in Fort Gilmore, Battlefield Park. And it's a nice house. I don't get anything heard of it. I didn't lose it in a divorce, but the way the divorce decree reads is they can... As long as they, her mother passed away and she could leave her part of the house as a life estate. And as long as they occupy and live in the house, I don't get anything. But if they sell a move out, then I would get my money out of the house. So I don't give a shit about it. It'll go to my daughter and my two daughters and my son, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to work together, you know, I'd ideally like for someone to actually care, so.
What are you going to do with the house? You go try to flip it and make money on it or something?
I mean, $200,000, you ain't flipping nothing.
That's exactly right.
I mean, yeah, it's no secret, you know, we're all in it to make, you know, money.
Well, right? my thing with the house is, it's, if you look, I don't know, pull it up and look at it, but I'm in the middle of Curl's Neck Farm. There's 5,400 acres behind me, three ponds, and, you know, this was part of Curl's Neck Farm at one time. My next door neighbor just sold his house 3 months ago for $1.2 million. Dave Mason. And he owns US Electric Company. You know, the other house on, before you get to me, Ms. Ferguson rents it. And she just sold 41 acres, which is across the road from it. So people are spinning stuff off. You know, I don't know what I want to do. I'm downsizing. I done sold two pieces of property in Charles City. I've still got 5 acres down there on Morris Creek in Chickahominy. But I got two campers on that. And my brother and his son and grandsons use it for hunting. And I don't know, that's probably forgotten, because when you own something together, you can't get somebody to agree on it. And I've never bought anything. That's the first thing I bought years ago, back in 85. And when you own it together, you know, you can sell half of it off. I'll entertain all offers and all this fucking shit. You know, you want to sell it, sell it. Don't. You know, everybody's going to try to offer you less money than what you ask for it, but I'm not advertising this to sell. And I don't know why I get so many offers. I guess it's because it's in the path of development, okay?
No, it's not.
But, you know, if you want it, just send me a written offer and I'll respond to anything in writing, okay? I didn't get your name. You still there?
Yes.
I didn't get your name. Well, anybody can give me their name.
No, I think your phone was breaking up.
What's your name?
My name's Zach.
Jack.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Jack. You in the Richmond area? Where are you located? Who are you representing? Or what do you? I don't understand. You want to buy it to live in, or what?
I mean, Jack, you know,
if you're interested in the goddamn house, send me a written offer and send me your financials that you have, the money available at closing. You know, just pay cash. Shit, it don't mean nothing, because you can borrow whatever you want to do with it, as long as you got the money at closing and an attorney that'll close it. I got an attorney that'll close it, and it don't cost me but a couple $100. I pay the taxes. You know, taxes on it ain't but $1,200 a year. So I don't worry about it. They paid indeed, so.
So let me ask you this.
Sure.
They said send some financials. I mean, you know, would a proof of funds just showing you a bag of cash, would that work?
A group of funds?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is earmarked or certified by a bank, yeah.
Just like a bag of cash would do.
Yeah, if you got a bag of cash.
Yeah, briefcase. I mean, you know, cash is king, right? So we want the house and, you know, sending you financials.
Who is we, Jack? You and who else?
Me and whoever decide that I want to put on this thing.
Okay. Go ahead and send me a writing and I'll respond to you. Or either I'll have my attorney respond to you. I ain't got time.
What's your attorney's name?
Attorney?
Yeah, what's your attorney's name?
He's in Providence Forge. Jones in Providence Forge. And he's doing the work for me that Carl Peters in Providence Forge was doing. Carl's in right bad health now, and Jones is doing his stuff.
Okay.
Who's yours? You have an attorney or you have a closing company?
John Cadwaller.
John Cataloger?
Yeah, what's his last name? What's his first and last name? John C. Jones Law Office. There you go.
That's it. Yes.
Yeah. All right, so we just got to come to, you know, some type of price that works for both of us. I mean, forget that. That's, you know, I mean, I'm being realistic here. I don't want to waste your time. But, I mean, we're not at 200.
Think about it, send it to me in writing, and copy Jones or either Carl Peters. But Carl Peters, Jones works for Carl Peters. I'm trying to think of the girl that handles this shit in the office there. But
you don't have to remember her name. Don't worry about it.
But she's done two of them for me, and Charlie Kench, and he owns Chickahominy Farms, and his son. I sold him beef, and Steve Rula in Charles City. I sold him a piece. He's got Carrie Hill down at the estate of Homer Kephart. And, you know,
all right, well, look, I got your attorney information. We got to come to a price. Yeah, nothing happened overnight. So keep your phone on you. I'm going to give you a call. All right.
All right, Jack.
And let's see if we can make something work.
All right, Jack. I got your number and I'll save it in the phone. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.